ask car questions in the comments anytime. Subscribe to Our Auto Expert on YouTube. Our Auto Expert.
Oh, welcome back to the show. Don't forget to go to social media and subscribe to Our Auto Expert, plus the website where you can hear the podcast and see all videos and stories about new cars, new releases, and interesting things on the website as well. And there you will see stories from Mike Caudill, who joins us today. Mike, are you home in Tennessee?
What's up, team? Yes, home.
Finally.
But I know. I'm like running around the garage this morning, like trying to get things cleaned up because I feel like I'm leaving on Monday for another trip, but I'm not. So I'm like, I feel like I'm ahead of the game. But yeah, man, I have been all over the last 3 or 4 months, and I'm just excited to be on the ground for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
two weeks, baby.
So some of the things you've done have been pretty incredible, Mike. Polaris, who we know as the company that does motorcycles and side-by-sides, they have a new venture.
They do. And, you know, we get invited to a variety of different media events. And as we think about it, you know, in the auto industry right now, there's just, you know, a lot of buzz around everything going electric. And back in 2010, Polaris came out with their first electric side-by-side, but it was lead acid. So they went back to the drawing board and ended up in 2020 partnering up with Zero Motorcycles, who are kind of like the gold standard on the motorcycle EV side.
Yep.
And they launched their first ever lithium ion side by side. So I went down to Huntsville, Alabama to their manufacturing facility, walked through the plant, and then had a chance to take it out and drive it. And yeah, it's just such a, I always go back to it, man, these electric cars are just so fast.
And they're
so
fun,
fast.
Right?
And they're so fun. And out in the, you know, back country where, you know, you have so much opportunity to really let loose with some of these things, I mean, it's just quiet. So you're out there, you're enjoying it, and it's quiet, and you're hearing nature, and it's just a lot of fun, you know. That's what it comes down to. It's just that infrastructure stuff that's going to be what makes it difficult.
Yeah. And I think that's part of the problem, but I've been in a lot of V8s recently, and after being in a lot of electrics, I miss that rumble. I miss that power. I miss that sound. You know, when you start a vehicle up and the whole thing shakes, and then you can hit a button, especially in Fords, to turn the exhaust up. That I miss that, and yet I like the idea of electric. So I'm kind of split on the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, we talk about electrics every week when we get together on the show, and you know, I think it's all about choice, right? Like, I think if you force people into something, whether it's cars, places to shop, things to wear, like, if you force people, they're going to be apprehensive and push back. But if you don't force them and you let them just make their own choices, you're usually better off for it. And I think, you know, from an automotive side, I think some automakers have done a pretty good job, you know, with that, Toyota being a good example, just kind of rolling through the process and offering products up. But yeah, I mean, this Polaris was a lot of fun to ride, and they've got two different battery options. Of course, they've got a larger battery capacity on a 240 outlet. It'll charge in about 5 hours. The smaller battery, it'll take 20 hours, but they have a range starting on the smaller battery of 40 miles. And if you think about it, you're on a farm or a ranch, you might not charge it for like a week.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably just run
down. So it's really cool tech.
You run down to the bottom of the field and you drop off some hay bales, and then you run up to the top of the mountain, you collect a couple lambs or whatever it might be.
Oh, are we going to get electric John Deere's?
That's basically what this is sort of what that is.
I need to make a call. Mike, we need to have a conference call with Mr. Deere.
The Polaris folks would be hearing Andy right now being like, that's our competitor. Does he not know the difference? They're exactly in that competitive landscape. So I'm a fan of Polaris, and I'll tell you why. Because it's a brand that has evolved. So they own Indian Motorcycle. You know, they own Slingshot. They cross-pollinate their technology, and the Ranger, which is the one that is now being offered electric as well, is the best-selling utility vehicle on the market. Like, it's that good.
So these things, do they come to market now? Do they come to market later this year? I mean, how long are people going to have to wait, and what's the availability?
Yeah. So starting price is $24,999, which is about the same price as the starting price of a Ford Maverick or a Nissan Leaf. Right. So you're, exactly, geez is the word. With that said, when they opened up pre-orders, they sold out within 2 hours.
Wow.
And they are going to open up another round of pre-orders here soon. The first ones were delivered last month to the first consumers that pre-ordered. So they're going to start opening them up again for pre-orders. I pressed them 7 different ways on giving me sales figures, and they wouldn't do it. They're like, we're not telling you.
Yeah, and you wonder if they sold 1,000 or 100,000. That's an interesting topic to try and, you know, breach with them.
Go ahead. Yeah,
I was going to say, how open is the competitive set in these vehicles?
Yeah, so there's a lot of competitors. There's a company called Tomcar, X2 and X4. And, you know, one thing we forget about is that electric means quiet. Quiet means stealth. So a lot of military applications and a lot of military opportunities for our special operations operators to be able to pop into areas and stealthily and quietly get to and from locations. But yeah, you've got John Deere, you've got Polaris, you've got Tomcar, you've got Honda. You know, there's a lot of competitors. You've got Kawasaki and the Mule. So there's a lot of companies in that competitive segment for consumers to choose from. And I like them all. I just have the most experience with the Ranger, and I really like it.
Right. I love the idea of this. I love Zero motorcycles. I really want one. I just don't ride my current motorcycles enough to warrant getting another motorcycle. So but I really like the idea. And my friend Bob Lanfear is the Zero motorcycle dealer. So, you know, maybe we'll do something with him, and I'll get a Zero for the summer, or, you know, a demo
there you go.
Or something. That might be kind of fun. Hey, Mike, when we come back and we get a chance to talk to you again, I want to talk a little bit about the trucks, the Maverick and the Colorado, plus the fact that you've been traveling everywhere. You went to a Subaru event. You've done a whole bunch of other stuff. And I want to find out much more about that, because I think there is a huge amount of information that we can learn from what car companies are saying about their brand new vehicles, because the way they position it, especially in these smaller trucks, there's a lot happening in this. We now call them half size or mid size trucks, where we used to call the F-150 a mid size, but now the Ranger and the Raptor and the Colorado and the Maverick, all these vehicles are sort of called half size. And I was looking at car prices the other day. There isn't anything out there that really competes with the Maverick. The Maverick is a standalone vehicle, right?
The Maverick is amazing, and I really want to see the sales come around. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more in depth with it. But you cannot, there is no vehicle in the competitive segment that I believe competes with it.
Yeah.
I know there's Hyundai and there's Santa Cruz. It's just not the same.
Yeah, they're bigger. They're bigger too. They're much bigger, and even vehicles like the Honda truck, that is actually probably a size between mid-size and the full-size truck. A lot to talk about trucks, and also finding out what Mike's been up to on the road. More Our Auto Expert on the way. Go to OurAutoExpert.com.
Auto Expert with Nick Miles is on the way.